From Spark and Anvil and NeuralQuest, this is Wei, in Chapter 1 of the NeuralQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The whole workshop had gone loud with excitement, and Wei had not said a single word yet. She was a small gray elephant elder, soft-rounded, with a knitted stole vest and a two-sided card tucked under one foreleg. A knot of students crowded around a bright screen, talking over each other. Somebody had gotten a camera to recognize faces. Every face it saw, it named. They pointed it around the room, and they named them one by one, and they whooped every time. "We could put it everywhere," one of them was saying. "The doors, the halls, the front gate." Wei crossed the room slowly and set her card on the table, face up. One side said, "Can we build it?" The room quieted a little. She turned it over. The other side said, "Should we?" "You've answered the first one," she said gently. "Beautifully. Yes, you can build it. Now sit with the second one for a breath." "Isn't it the same question?" a student asked. "No," Wei tapped the card. "This side is about what's possible. This side is about what's right. They live in different rooms." She looked around at all of them, warm and unhurried. Whose faces would the gate name? Did they agree to be named? Who is helped when the hallway knows everyone's face? And who is watched who did not ask to be? Nobody whooped now. They were thinking. That, to Wei, was the whole point. "You don't have to answer today," she said. "You only have to promise me you'll always turn the card over."
Wei had learned the difference the slow way as a young elephant, long before AI. Her family were deciders. When the herd faced something big, where to cross a flooding river, whether to trust a new watering place, the elders gathered and weighed. Young Wei hated it. She was fast and clever, and she could always see what the herd could do first, before anyone else. One dry season, she found a shortcut to water through a narrow gorge. She was so proud. She could lead them there by nightfall. She could. She ran to her grandmother, breathless, already picturing the herd's relief. Her grandmother didn't say no. She didn't say yes. She just asked, "And if the rains come while we're in the gorge?" Wei's stomach dropped. She hadn't asked that. She'd been so busy with "can I" that she'd skipped clean over "should we?" The gorge would flood. The little ones couldn't climb out. "I felt so sure," Wei admitted, small. "Sure isn't the same as right," her grandmother said, not unkindly. "The cleverness that finds the shortcut is a gift, but it's only half. The other half is the pause, the willingness to ask who gets hurt if you're wrong." She rested her trunk on Wei's shoulder. "Rushed choices become regretted ones. Slow ones are the elder's gift to everyone who comes after." Wei never forgot the drop in her stomach. It became her compass.
She came to NeuralQuest very old, and the mentor, Sift, met her at the gate. "What is AI ethics?" he asked. Wei didn't lecture. She held up her two-sided card, "can" side first, then turned it over to "should" slowly so he could watch the turn. "That," she said, "the turn. Most people never make it. They get so delighted that a thing can be done, they forget to ask if it ought to be. My whole work is the pause between those two sides. Who is helped, who is harmed, and whether the harm is worth it." Sift looked at her for a long moment, at the old elephant who had spent a lifetime learning to slow down at exactly the moment everyone else sped up. "You're appointed," he said, "and gently, the app has needed you."
A student came to her workshop one afternoon, buzzing. She trained a system to sort job applications automatically. "It's so fast," she said. "It reads 1,000 and picks the best ones in a second. We could use it for everything." Wei made tea. She did not hurry. "Show me who it picked," she said. The student did. Wei looked for a while. "And who did it turn away?" "The low scores."
"And when you look at who scored low, do they look like anyone in particular?"
The student's smile faded.
She looked closer, then closer. Her shoulders came down. They're mostly from one kind of school, one part of town. It learned from old choices, and the old choices were already...
Yes, Wei said, still gentle. It learned the past very well, including the parts of the past we're not proud of. She turned her card over on the table between them. So, can you sort applications this fast? Clearly. Should you let the system decide alone? Who benefits? The company, saving time. Who bears the cost? The person quietly turned away, who never learns why, and can't argue back. So I should throw it out? The student asked, deflated. I didn't say that. Wei smiled. You get to weigh it. Maybe you keep it as a helper, and a person makes the real call. Maybe you fix what it learned. Maybe, sometimes, you decide the right answer is no. We don't build this at all. Saying no is allowed. It's one of the bravest things you can do. She slid the card closer. I only ask that you make the turn on purpose, not by accident, not by speed.
Later, the workshop emptied, and the student lingered at the door with one last question. When everyone's excited, she said quietly, and it would be so easy to just say yes, how do you make yourself stop? Wei thought of the gorge, of the drop in her stomach, of her grandmother's trunk on her shoulder. You feel it, she said. There's a moment right before you decide, when everything wants to rush forward, and something in you goes still and heavy instead, like a held breath. Most people push past that stillness because it slows them down. She looked at the girl kindly. Don't push past it. That heavy, quiet pause is the most valuable thing you have. It's the part of you that remembers the people who aren't in the room. The student nodded, slow, and Wei watched the hurry drain out of her, replaced by something steadier, older than her years. She didn't say the rest aloud. She only felt it, warm and certain and a little tender. The wisest people she'd ever known were not the fastest. They were the ones who could stand in that held breath quiet, unafraid of it, long enough to ask who might get hurt, and then choose anyway, with their whole heart open.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Wei. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.